This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, August 12, 2015, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Light tone layers in Tithonium Chasma. Tithonium Chasma is a part of Valles Marineris, the largest canyon in the solar system. If Valles Marineris was located on Earth, at more than 4,000 kilometers long and 200 kilometers wide, it would span across almost the entire United States. The walls of canyons often contain bedrock exposing numerous layers. In some regions, light-toned layer deposits erode faster than the darker-toned ones. The layer deposits in the canyons are of great interest to scientists, as these exposures may shed light on past water activity on Mars. The CRISM instrument on MRO indicates the presence of sulfates, hydrated sulfates, and iron oxides in Tithonium Chasma. Because sulfates generally form from water, the light-toned sulfate-rich deposits in the canyons may contain traces of ancient life. The midsection of this image is an excellent example of the numerous layered deposits known as interior layered deposits. The exact nature of their formation is still unclear. However, some layered regions display parallelism between strata, while other regions are more chaotic, possibly due to past tectonic activity. Overall, the morphological and lithological features we see today are a result of numerous geological processes, indicating that Mars experienced a diverse and more active geological past. Ridge and talus in Lycus Sulci. This image nicely captures several influential geologic processes that have shaped the landscape of Lycus Sulci. Like most of the Tharsis region, Lycus Sulci exhibits thick deposits of light-toned Martian dust. The slopes on ridges in this region feature abundant streaks. These streaks are long, thin, dark-toned features. They appear when the superficial light-toned fine-grained materials, i.e. Martian dust, suddenly move downslope and expose the darker, underlying volcanic surfaces. Repeat imaging shows that the dust streaks are consistently dark when they are initially formed and become lighter over time. This is due to the steady deposition of dust from the atmosphere. Two ridges here exhibit partially exposed bedrock. These outcrops are interpreted to still have abundant coatings and dust, obscuring the underlying bedrock. This interpretation is based on the lack of bluish color for volcanic bedrock from the infrared blue swath of our camera, and consistent with the homogeneous tannish color we see throughout the same swath. It's possible that the ridges here and throughout the Lycus Sulci region formed via volcanic and tectonic processes, which have been further sculpted by wind erosion and other mass-wasting processes. For example, talus slopes, which appear as fine-grained fans or conical-shaped deposits, originate from the steepest portions of the ridges. These form when the rocks or deposits on the steepest slopes of a ridge fail under the influence of Martian gravity and their own mass, causing an avalanche of these materials, which then accumulate downslope. Yardang sculpted deposits from Apollinaris Patera. We see here a terrain with an incredible morphologic dichotomy, a relatively smooth region that transitions into sharp ridges. These ridges, aligned in the nearly same direction, are called yardangs. Yardangs are not unique to Mars. Many yardangs can be found on Earth, in very dry regions with strong prevailing winds. Yardangs are formed when a surface that is composed of materials of differing strengths, both harder and softer materials, is shaped by the abrasive action of sand and dust carried by the wind. In this case, and given the proximity of the Apollinaris Patera volcanic center, we think that these wind-carved deposits are comprised of volcanic ash and pyroclastics that erupted from Apollinaris when it was last active in the not-too-distant geologic past. Over time, the softer materials, likely volcanic ash, were eroded away, leaving behind the harder materials in the form of elongated ridges that are parallel to the direction of the prevailing wind. The end result is a stunning, out-of-this-world display of yardangs, sculpted with the artistic chisel of the Martian wind. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.